Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
FM 104's Select Irish with Max Kane.
Select Irish on FM 104, and here with her latest single, Drive, is Susan O'Neill. Hello.
How's it going?
All good here. So, Drive, released on March the 8th. Tell me a bit more about this.
It's the first single from the new album that's coming out. And I guess it's a new way of writing for me as well. I co-write with the guys that I went to college with, Killian and Lorcan Byrne. We started jamming it last winter in my house, and then I just started to write a tune that maybe was a little bit more personal, just trying to rattle off the things that you wouldn't really want to say about yourself. And I just enjoyed making it. So that's the first one to come out now, and there's a few more following it soon.
Ah, so this is the first new music since Now You See It. So this is the first music since Now You See It. So this is the EP, which picked up Best Original Folk Song. Is this a lot of pressure?
No, it's been fun. The Now You See It EP was kind of a product of having to go into the remote world. I had to record my vocals in kind of my home, my small little the spot on kind of off the kitchen table, because I couldn't fly at the time. So the musicians in LA were working on it, and then they sent it back and I sent it forward. So it was a fun and interesting, weird way to do it. So this time I got to go to Christian's Best in Middleton, and we just hung out and made loads of tracks, and it was just really nice to do it again in person. So I think that life is back, is in it now. So it was just a really cool way to kind of move, to progress in after having to kind of do it the other way the last time. So
yeah, was it all kind of written hanging out at home?
It was. It was one of those tunes that just kind of fell out very quickly. And I often labor over songs, you know, I'll write a couple of lines and I'll come back to it and I'll cross them off and then I'll think they're great, and then an hour later I'm like, this is a load of rubbish. So that goes on. So with this song, Drives, I just sat down and the whole thing was done in maybe 20 minutes, and it's nice when that happens that way too.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, well, I guess what's the difference then, like writing at home versus writing in a studio? Do you feel like, I guess you feel a lot more comfortable when you're at home?
Yeah, I think the comfort is there. The allowance to be a bit more vulnerable for me maybe would creep in, because in the studio, I find you're often thinking of the ears it might land on at some point, or the fact that everything, you know, it's the red light's gone on. You're liable for anything, and you don't want to mess up or sing something stupid. But then when you're at home, I find that I'll just let anything out and maybe not get in the way of it as much. So it's a great place for me to write.
But I feel like I'd procrastinate so hard.
Some people get up and go to studios, you know, and I think I'd like to try that sometime. I'd like to try and actually allocate time of the day and say I'm going to write between 2 and 4 and nothing else. But I've never managed to have that kind of a schedule. I'm a kind of chaotic, it'll take my fancy, I'll sit down, you know, 15 minutes later, there's a bird at the window and I'm staring at that for half an hour. So there's a process, I suppose.
I love the music video for this single as well. So it's all black and white, and it's it was all filmed where you actually live.
Yeah, I would like to kind of do the whole, any videos I can, kind of handheld, and it's just in the selfie mode. So throwing a camera back up in your own face is kind of weird walking around the place. But that's what I did for a couple of walks around here. I took it through the town, and I took it on a quiet morning, mind, but I still did. And then on the beach and a little bit around Doolin, and yeah, I took it all over. Anytime I went for a drive and I passed through a beautiful place, I just run around and sing the song once into the camera. And then I sent it all to Christopher Luke. He's known as Seven Squares. He's an amazing editor. So he's the one that made it look passable.
And so you made an appearance on the Tommy Tiernan Show to perform Drive. How did this come about, and what was it like performing the single for TV?
Oh, it was lovely. That was the first outing it had, actually. So yeah. That was really cool. I mean, it's always nerve-wracking being on cameras, isn't it? Yeah. But it's a beautiful setting, and the crew are sound. So it was just a lovely experience to do it. I mean, it's a great platform, isn't it, to have?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think it's a beautiful medium, and musicians as well. It means so much. You know, it's a funny thing. The next day, you do get messages from people that really tune in and watch and listen to the words, and you'd be surprised, you know, how it sometimes can hit people. So very grateful to Tommy for letting us play it on the show, you know, it's cool.
So earlier this month, you performed as part of Imagining Ireland. So that was one night in Dublin, and then straight after it was one night in London. So how did this come about, and what was this like, and especially the quick turnaround of going from Dublin to London?
Yeah, it was Sirica Richardson was curating the night, and she put so many gorgeous musicians on, and we did the first night in the National Concert Hall. I think that has probably one of the longest reverb times out of a room in Ireland. It must do. I think it's 2.4 seconds, which is lovely to play with. You know, you don't often get to sing into a room that is going to carry a verb for that long. And then, yeah, the whole show basically packs up. It was like being on a school tour, we were laughing, saying. It's like being on a musical school tour. And then we went to the Barbican the next night. And I'd never been there, actually, but it's a stunning venue. Do you know it?
No, not at all.
I think it's kind of, it's just been there for many, many years. I think everyone has played it. Everyone has played in there. So yeah, it was just two really, really beautiful. Yeah. Two really lovely nights. And it's amazing to see the different genres that are going across Ireland at the moment. You know, it's unbelievable what's happening on the scene. And that was a real celebration of that. And it felt really nice to do it on home turf and then just across the pond. It's, you know, those nights, I think, really mark something. They mark time.
Yeah.
And we're comfortable with that, you know.
And how does Dublin stack up to London? Like, is there any difference between the two cities as places to perform in?
I suppose there'd be a few differences, but not many. I mean, a lot of Irish people came to the gig in London as well. So you'd be singing to people that were maybe familiar with the artists and some of the songs. But I mean, any city, any ears in any city are a good thing.
I think the lovely thing about performing in London is that for a lot of the audience members, it's almost like a taste of home, that kind of a way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's so nice to see how much of an export Irish music still is, because it always was, really. I mean, it has been for a long, long time. And to see that it still is really gorgeous, high quality collaborations and performances that are being brought over to any different audiences. It's really, I felt very proud, actually. I feel proud to be part of it and grateful, but you know, we're doing good on the music, I think.
We really are. You know, Irish music is incredible and has, like, such a nice future ahead of it. And looking at your future plans, So this spring and summer, you are headed to Germany, Switzerland, and you're also performing live at the Marquee in Cork.
Yes, I am.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely to travel around. It's, you know, it feels that it's part of the world that it is. And that is a whole different dimension. You practice and you cultivate songs at home. You work on them. You infuse a little bit of yourself into them. And then all of a sudden, you take it on the road. You're traveling a long mile. You get to think about all the things that are knocking around upstairs. And then, you know, it's kind of the click of a fingers and the song is nothing to do with you anymore and everything to do with sounds that are being poured out in a room. And I love that. Then it's another level. So I'm really excited to do the touring this summer. I'm bringing some of the bandmates with me. Killian and Lorcan Byrne are two mates that I went to college with, actually. And we all did music in Waterford. And another friend, Killian Brown, who I play piano with. And they're all lovely messers, absolutely lovely messers. So we'll have a good buzz on the road. Yeah,
the Susan O'Neill World Tour.
Yes, exactly.
Are we allowed to call it that?
Yeah, it's definitely European this summer anyway.
So the new single is called Drive. Where can people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
I suppose on all of the yokes.
on all the yokes
that we do be telling people about all the time. Yeah, I'm on all of it. Thankfully, I have some help with it because it can also be a hard thing to keep up. But I also write letters sometimes. I have a mailing list. Thankfully, I'm reminded to write them because sometimes I forget and then it ends off being this almost diary-like kind of pour out from the night before it's due. Nothing changes from Sam World. You'd think you'd learn after the leaving's heard, but no. The night before, anyway, I wrote these notes. So, and then I tell people where I'm going and I add kind of pictures and things that I've taken throughout the month or two.
That's lovely. Yeah, so people need to check that out.
They could, I suppose. That's where some things are, and other things are in the other places. Very specific.
Sure, look,
here.
Susan O'Neill and Google will do the rest.
Yes, I think so. It's a there's a website actually. It's all on the website.
Oh, grand. Go there, Susan. Thank you very much for having a chat.
Thank you very much for chatting with me.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.